regular city commission meeting, March 28th, 2019.
Public order, please rise for the flag salute. My two chiefs.
Simultaneously, ready, and I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll correct that. Our two chiefs. Our two chiefs.
I know most probably.
What? Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided according to the law. Okay, Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Okay, we're going to do our workshop. We do not have any presentations, but we do have our department heads tonight, so we will start with Jim Pacquiao.
Good evening, everyone. I came tonight, visual aids. You can see, I have our two televisions. I'm now workable, set up through both wireless and wired connections. I'm still playing with the Chromecast. It's getting very fickle with me.
The bridge.
That's just a stock picture.
It's not Georgia Avenue, it's somebody else's.
It's just a stock picture from my
in the up position, usually is.
So we have the capability to do it through a wireless connection or behind right where Maria is. There is an HDMI plug in there. So the HDMI plug will probably be better for like the planning board stuff plans for presentations. Then still trying to get this Chromecast to work right.
So yeah.
It's just very difficult right now.
The problem with that is the location of it's difficult for someone doing a presentation. They stand back here.
We can get a HDMI cord probably up to 20 foot.
Okay. All right, that would be helpful.
Or,
we would need a problem. Real podium instead of the tiny little
pad. Hey, that's done as well.
I know it has. But at least you can't pull that out.
We got this working. We were able to be able to do that.
We had one issue at the planning board the other night with the handheld mic. The wireless.
Okay.
It was very static. We had to turn it off. It was too distracting. So have you guys come in and check that.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of them as well. The next thing we have here, based off of a number of different things that occurred, we now have a portable recording. So God forbid this system went down, we have a portable recorder. I do have two microphones that came with it. So if there's another meeting somewhere, it records directly to this as well as directly to a flash drive. So, if we needed it for something, we have the ability to record meetings remotely as well. So, in regards to our videotaping, above that television, you'll see a camera is installed. The audio and video is all set. The purchase order has been put in for, which you'll see up on the screen there, for Boxcast, which is the vendor that we'll be using for our streaming and recording. It's very super simplistic. I was on a webinar with them today. It's a matter of simply scheduling your event, finding where you want it to go, and it just goes. I bought two of the little portable box casters so that we can also, which I did put into my budget, for a portable camera. So if we want to do recordings out on the beach, out of the library, out of anywhere, as long as we have an internet connection. And I found out today that with our Boxcast subscription, there is a Boxcaster app that will also allow you to live stream directly from your telephone. So that comes right with the subscription and everything. All the videos that we take will automatically be uploaded directly to their system for us to be able to do, plus right to our YouTube channel. So it automatically goes there. We can either, if we want to, simply live stream it, or we can just directly record it to it. It's super simple. These have already seen it once before. The vendor that put the camera in has seen it and likes it. I've reviewed a couple of different things in the system for some.
So if you want to use the live stream, you need a password?
Yep, it will.
For that?
Yes, to get into the account, we'll have our own, username, password, account, and everything, and there we go into the dashboard.
And what are the other portable ones? Are they actual cameras?
No, you have to purchase the camera, put a little box caster unit that is the streaming encoder. You'd have to use your Wi-Fi, use the app, I haven't looked at it yet, I just saw it. Use that, and live directly live stream right from your phone or microphone. So I think it's a nice, simple way to be able to do it. My next thing.
They will turn that on the planning board? So we can live stream the planning board?
They were winning, 2-1.
Yes, it could be a hard time, but I was going to show the website, at least the homepage of the website, but Chromecast is just short. The website stuff is looking good, we're working on tweaking some of the dead areas and some of the forums and stuff like that. Tim's been extremely helpful, and I've been trying to get with them. Having a little bit of issues pushing the vendor a little bit, get some stuff. We're hoping for Memorial Day later.
So they have the Space Camp app that you can put, you can go to the website and find some things that we don't like or want to change or want to add, and it's kind of like a meeting place for us all to do it, and we can kind of, I've been giving them the 29th of that month.
Right, that's right.
You can add deadlines to when they want this thing. So that was just something I fabricated.
Yeah.
And they did get about 15 or 20 of it, which is done in the last week.
Yeah, I probably put about half a dozen more on it this week.
Yeah, good. But it's still a little bit buggy in some places. So I think we need another solid week of adding those to-dos.
There's the home. That's the basic home page right now.
So that's the basic home page. And you're going to have a link. Every department has a link. You will have access that you can add content to, but so it's a vertical format and it's photo centric. So it's all about the photos that we've collected over the last 3 months. And there's a screen. There's a rolling slideshow that goes on. And let me get back to you there. But each department has its own website. And with your department, we link it to your individual website, and I call a copy of each
if I want to add an event, you'll be able to edit it if you need to. Huh?
Yeah.
I've been working a little bit on the back end myself, trying to add things in, and just kind
of. I think it's just the connection that's on the
line. Yeah,
it's just a little bit funky. It's a lot easier on your screen.
That's not good.
One of the to-dos is to make sure that it has functionality on mobile. So I think there's some formatting that's going on here that's not the most desktop. But you have the screen, now the search screen just says, what can we help you with? And it takes you to anything you want to go to. Okay, that's good.
How can we help up there?
How can we help?
Yeah.
And I want to, and then if you scroll down,
that was the issue we were having the other night. That's the exact sound we had when I was playing for it. Is the remote on?
It's in the drawer in front of me.
That's the noise we had the other night.
Yeah. All right, I'll call Pursuit tomorrow morning and see if I can get them to get in the other time. There's got to be something that's feeding back on one of his microphones somewhere.
Might be.
This?
This?
Could be.
Could be just
this right here.
No. Stop. Yeah.
That's that one. Your investigative skills are at the power of
boom! You dropped the mic.
Cut the cord.
It's
We're at a royal banquet.
Wow.
Sit down.
Bring the manual.
That's a hard reboot there, Jim.
It works. Actually, the one that we've been working on is converging on our firehouse software to the cloud-based solution. Both police and fire have been working diligently on that, and we're still live for April 1st.
We are trying to get all the information disseminated amongst the officers, and we still have that problem with some of the things we've asked him to do that he's working on. We're probably going to push that to May 1st.
Okay.
But I see no reason to push it and not work right away. I want everybody to be on board with it.
Okay. Next thing, Maria had asked me to look at the mobile app for the parking meters. I'm still waiting. I got a quote from the vendor. What they basically, it's a telephone app, both iOS and Android, that they can pull up any parking meter wherever they are, pay directly by phone, by their phone, add money to it as they're going. There's only two people in the Northeast that are using it right now. I'm waiting. One of them is in New Jersey. I haven't gotten anything back from them yet. They said it's about a 4-week time frame for them to be able to come in and set it up and, you know, get it going. They charge 13 cents per transaction for it. But they said that most municipalities that they've been most municipalities that they have charge a 35 cent convenience fee. So the 13 cents comes to them and the extra 22 cents would come to us for
charging more to use that app.
So it's something that we're looking at. They would send people in and they would put stickers on every single one of the meters with one of those little QR readers that they could go. As soon as they scanned it, they would automatically download the app at the time. So just waiting to hear back from the couple people that had done it. Then the last thing we got is still, we got our county IT shared service working. We have our help desk in place and generating calls. We're working on implementing some enhanced security features. The virtualization of all our servers has begun. We need some additional Windows licensing to complete that. And we have a network redesign in place that we're working with a conference call tomorrow. That's about it. We have Mark here next, we can look back and ask you some questions.
Okay, the water bills went out. They're due by April 9th with a 10-day grace period to the 19th of April. The property tax for use. We're filling out the books for people, but the good news is anybody applying for the first time, their taxes went down. So we've had to explain that to a lot of people that didn't realize that the taxes are going down. And that was a good thing. But if they had it in a prior year, they can go back and be sure about that. But a lot of people were surprised. They had no idea that their taxes. And the last thing is...
They get their information, not from us.
Right. No, and they're
right. And
they're neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like five, right? So the homestead credit, we're working on that also. Had some problems with it, but it worked out today. And we're going to be mailing the bills next week to tell them what credit they've gotten. They qualified for it. And I sent all the information to the mortgage company instead. And that's what's going on.
We got information on the video, but
there's one thing. The cards are coming. How to go online.
No, I put it on the actual bill. The only thing, unfortunately... Oh, yeah, I can...
Yeah, we have a recycle.
I'm sorry, I thought you meant an insert, but that, the recycle went in there. The only thing that did go on for the six feet of the other stuff is about the beach tag. But, when I sent out this one, it said, now granted, it's like 700, so... Do you want me to put a reminder about beach tags on it for us, or no? The next is June for water bills, and then tax, for June's 28th.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's on the website. Yeah, 700. Because it only allows for so much information.
Yeah, public announcement, you're sent to the government. That is never in there anyway, so...
I know, they do some very... And I'm sure it's all Facebook and stuff, right?
In our hands, it's the press, it's the other one.
And, you know, sometimes... All right. It's not boring. Yeah, no, at all.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So how about we go to Jimmy?
Hello, Commission.
Hey.
Working on it.
Jimmy?
Nah, you guys. The ball's expensive. That's who I direct. And what I would like to do, we adopted an ordinance where if you rent for 30 days or less, you must have a mercantile license. I would like to do that, but maybe for one day or more. So every rental would be included. Years ago, we had a rental license program, which was pretty much the same thing. I think there was an issue with calling it a license. There was a legal argument, I believe, somewhere locally with the right to license somebody to rent. But I believe we can make everyone get a rental license. Every year, you would get an inspection every year at the rental properties. The rental properties put more of a burden, I know, on my office than owner-occupied. Most of your issues are with the rental properties. Back in 2014, at $50 a piece, we brought in $95,000. That equates to about 1,900 rental units. So if we re-implemented this, it would be a lot of work. And I would try to get rid of maybe parking permits or some other things I have in my office. Because in speaking to the clerk, it doesn't make any sense to me for them to go to the clerk's office, get the rental license for residential, and then everything else goes through us to where it would be my office. You would come for the rental license, mercantile, or not the rental license, the mercantile for rental property would be, everything would be handled through my office. Like I said, we're looking at 1,900 or so, so it is a lot of work. I was thinking about $100 a unit. If you have a rental property and you pay that $100 yearly fee, and then in the summer you rented it and you have a $50 fee for rent in the summer, then you change your tenants again in the winter, that's another $50 fee and inspection. So if you rent it throughout the year, you're looking at maybe a $200 fee, which I think is very reasonable. I put a call on the Brigantine today. I spoke to Jim Bennett a few months back, and we're going to try to work together where we both are doing pretty much the exact same thing. So the more communities that get on board with this, there's less confusion. So where I go here, I don't have to do that, or you guys make me do this, they don't. So that's the direction I would like to go with that.
Jim, you can charge for the inspections, whatever the cost is to the city for those inspections. And obviously that's an estimate. You can't charge for the registration or the license.
Well, right now, we're charging for the MRF.
You can charge for mercantile. That's
right.
All
that's all right.
Okay.
No, keep it a MRF.
Right.
And
the business. Right. And there's a cutoff. And I have to look at the statute. It's either 180 days or 210 days. The rentals, you can implement this ordinance for rentals from one day up to whatever that number is. I'll tell you what that is.
Okay.
You can't go over that.
So right. if it's a yearly
lease,
they can't do a mercantile. That's just a rental.
I think you can require them to have a mercantile license, but you can't necessarily make them adhere to all the inspection standards.
Just a change of tenure.
They can't get an annual inspection?
Yeah, you can for the mercantile license.
Yes.
So they would be inspected under the mercantile license.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's the verbiage we want to use is mercantile license, not a rental license or...
Whenever you're ready to roll on that, let me know. We'll sit down. We'll go over it.
One inspection would cover all three of the seasons that you're...
No, that you would pay 50 if you want to rent for the summer, another 50 if you want to rent for the winter. So like I said, if you rent in the summer, you rent in the winter, and with this inspection, if you're looking at $200, I think that's quite reasonable for renting your property out of the city.
Jim, how would that work with an Airbnb thing if you fly into the winter? Is that a change?
Right now you have to get the mercantile. The wording of the ordinance says that we're entitled to inspect, but it doesn't be specific on you are required to be inspected. That should be one, if we make some changes, that an annual inspection would go along with that mercantile license.
So the area would be also one inspection a year, more likely two.
Yep.
And then we still have the ability to have inspections that you see fit. You've got to
right.
Something that.
There's a complaint they can go into the inspection because we have a license process now. It wouldn't be an inspection every time they change an Airbnb tenant. At least we have the ability to go in. That's what half the problems are. One of the things Jim mentioned to me this morning is that now we have people that are renting out rooms.
Uh-huh.
While they're living there, and I got an extra room, I'm going to rent a room out there. And that's...
There you go. Yeah. So room occupancies that
right.
Lock doors.
Right. Well, that becomes a rooming house.
We're back to the way it was in the 90s.
And that becomes a rooming house, and that's what we're not, that's not going to be acceptable.
It's definitely going to be a learning curve.
Oh, absolutely.
This first year on what we can do, what we can't, and how to monitor these properties.
Right. I wrote the ordinance in very deep, but the law has changed since then, just so you know.
Okay.
All right.
That's why I believe that Mr. Bennett reached out see what we were doing, like I said, they were at.
I think it's a good step. I mean, I think that other cities like Echo Township,
they're proactive.
They allow your sign affidavit that you change your smoke, and you don't have to get it. But Galloway is much more strict. They have, every time you change a tenant, you have to have smokes, windows,
handrails.
They're very.
We do that also now. I'm changing pen.
Yeah.
I mean it.
If a divorced parent
then gets their child that they didn't have or something like that, you know what I mean? We add it on there without an inspection or anything. But if you change your roommate or something, you get a new CO and pay for an inspection. That's all I have.
Thanks, Jim.
We're working on it. I'd rather have idea that we have training.
We have set up training through Jim Kapanowski, who's contacted them. We're just waiting for the what date.
Right. Well, and I want to hold off on that because I don't think it's training so much as issues. So I don't want to pay $2,500 for them to come in and make correct issues that they should be dealing with. So
I know payment separate issue. I know payment separate issue from
that
program. That yes, it's a mobile program.
Right. So
okay.
I'll let you know when we're ready.
We are ready. Jim is willing to set up what I need. So
Jim, we have an item on the agenda. Ordinance, Chapter 98. Can you go over that just a little bit?
What is it?
It's amending chapter 98, the code of the city of Ventnor.
That's just the dollars.
Talks about the dollars.
It's the state requirements, yeah, where they make you charge so much per, you know, like .09,
$1.06
per square.
The auditor, and when we got the new computer program, they updated the fees for the state. We wish the old computer program was still with the old fees. That's just to straighten that out. Again, I have nothing more.
You have nothing more? Bill?
How you guys doing?
What was the village score, Bill?
10-2. Just doing these deals. Tuesday when I left, I had a education seminar yesterday. I was at 72, and we're at 101 right now for the whole year. But it's only Monday's the deadline. Yes.
2018.
For 2019.
For 2019.
Yeah. So we had, right now we have 51 regular and 50 interns. So we're at 101. Last year total, we had 101 regular and 98 interns. So it's pretty much the same ratio, just at a lower volume. I've had people come in looking to see if it was worth it, which is a good thing, because they got to see that the sales were good. And I actually even had people come in before they sent out their check. They came in with their appeal, and I went over it with them. I sat down and went over it with them, and they got a hold of the county. About five different people got a hold of the county before they got their check and got it mailed out associated with $25 each. Mine was $100. And just working on that is, but mostly doing the appeals. I'm working on everyone when they come in. Majority of them are going to be defended this year. And we don't have the rebound conference, that's all we need.
That's still, it's a great job, because right in 5 or 6 years ago, it was an hour or more of appeals, and now it's 100. So that's
really basically 200 the last 2 years, and we're at 100 now. Maybe we get 20 or 30 more.
So what's the
added assessments?
Yeah, the budget.
Oh, that won't go on until October.
Okay, so where are we at?
Well, hopefully you're pretty out of time.
2.2, it's 2,000,000,008. I know, but it was 12 the year before, so it looks like 16. It's 2,028 this year. Last year it was 2,012. It's like 16.
If you can give us that update. Send an email with the
ad. From last year, or what we're at now? What we're working on now? Okay.
You don't
really know yet. No. He's got to put them on. He's still putting them on. They're not finally. That was from the end of the year.
That was the end of the year before.
He's
still putting it on, right?
Yeah. Are you talking about 2018 that is what they were?
The number that's going to affect the 2019
tax. You provided this number to us at previous meetings, where we are right now. So you come and said the added to this.
Right, that was before, that's when I was working on how much I had the added going up to. And then that was before October.
That's all we're asking.
Yeah.
So just give us that.
Where I'm at right now, going before we refer to in October.
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
Hey, Bill, when a petitioner uses an unusable sale, do you reject that outright? Or what do you do now?
Well, I let them know that it
doesn't. It's unusable unless you have an opportunity to send in another one.
Yeah, I let them know that they have no sales that would help them have the tax deal. That's when they come in and they sit down and they have all foreclosures.
Right.
Then they know it's not worth it a while, because then I show the good sales that were our good sales.
Right.
All right. That's all right. Thank you.
sorry.
They were vibing each other.
Sue, I'm sorry. Mayor, better.
I've spoken language with one another.
Please.
You interrupted.
So, this winter we had a very successful holiday art craft show that was very well attended, lots of 28 vendors. This winter and spring we're having after-school classes for grade school kids, and we had about 25 kids in each class, which was great, and very well, kids really liked it. We did two work sessions of mosaics for the municipal one, which were really fell out, for a big group of kids and adults, multi-generational working together, actually happening tonight. And that group of kids are working on mosaic bricks for the winter garden, so it can check out, and also for the mosaic that's coming in. So upcoming things are the concerts and the block party. We're going to work with UPA with that, and we're thanks to Public Works. We're doing some much-needed repairs that are really been great, and we're really grateful for them for working with us so well. And we're gearing up for, we have 8 summer camps coming up starting July 1st. That's always very popular, and craft show coming July 6th. And we have ongoing classes and registration for summer happening.
So we only do one craft show in July?
Yeah. And then I have to come to request. I get so many people talking about these chats, thinking of the library and the right. City Hall. I mean, like, 100 people will come in. Is it possible that we can maybe have either somebody from the chat in the atrium, or I'd be happy to form a
you mean during the season or
prior?
Okay. Right. So you know what that they were trying to go to City Hall. Go to City Hall.
This is go to City Hall and then think
of that. The bottom, this is not City Hall.
That's right.
Well, we have to do not go to the bathroom. Dogs are in City Hall.
Yeah.
All over the lawn and place all the dogs and put them right there. Sorry. Okay. I'll talk to my mom. Yeah. She'll be able to give you a bag.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We're going to introduce the budget first meeting in April, let us know, and then adopt it in the first week of May. Tonight I have an amendment to temporary for everyone. We can increase it so it's a flow of funds. The audit was just finished. They didn't give me a formal thing, but they just told me verbally, which is a good thing I could tell everybody. They did have one comment, which will be probably a discussing point, which affects everybody here, is that we had the last couple of years problems with we're getting invoices way before the purchase orders. It's like an invoice date would be in October, and then the purchase order is not put in until like December. There's, you know, it's not, and everybody said they said every department is guilty of it, so it's not specifically for one person or one department.
So that means things are being ordered before they're authorized to purchase.
Exactly. Some things are like maintenance agreements that's going to happen, you know, and received if we have an invoice. So just one of the comments that they had going forward. Also, April 2nd, I have the gentleman coming for doing inventory for fixed assets. I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. He has to go around, tag it, and do the inventory for that.
Do that in one day?
He can do it in one day, he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a claim inventory.
Same guy villages?
Yep, same guy.
Now, do we only tag major, or do we do minor equipment too?
He does everything over $5,000.
Major, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. That's for major, but is there anything we can maybe look in the future where we would get like other tags like the minor, like saying that, but actually like 16 to 1?
You can
tag.
computers?
No.
He can't do anything.
He does all the...
Just tell him the amount, and he'll do it. So, and he'll tag anything new or anything, yes. So he's not just limited to that, that's just the statute.
Right.
Now, back to the invoices and vouchers. I haven't gotten a couple of folders in a couple of months now. I'll get, and Mayor, you probably get the same, Tim, you get the same. I get two expandable folders full of vouchers. That go back, like, if I get them now, they'll go back to 2018. To sign off on these things. There's gotta be a way that they come in more frequently. So I'm not sitting there for 2 hours signing vouchers for things that have already been purchased. So there needs to be a better way to do that.
Right, I mean, that's, I mean, what I've been doing is now is, I don't know why it takes so long to get to you.
I don't know.
I mean...
It's been my pet peeve since we took office.
But yeah, the whole, I just find that since in the 6 weeks I've been here, it's people just seem to, I guess, pick up a phone and just do it or something. And then, right. And then what happens is, Nicole ends up scrambling because it's the invoice is here and it's got a vendor to call on us trying to be paid. You know, I think if we, you know, if everybody uses the system, puts in the requisition, does it, it will get to you quicker and then it'll get approved before it's actually spent.
Right. That's what I know we asked this with our previous CFO,
right.
And her answer was it doesn't work that way.
It gives me requisition. That's the step. The department heads have to give the commissioners a requisition to sign off. What you're doing there is you're saying you can order.
Right.
Then it gets ordered. Then the PO gets generated because the requisition's already in the system. Am I correct? But when there's no requisition in the system, there's no PO to generate. So things are after the... Exactly. That's the problem.
Go there. Right.
She goes back.
I literally get two... expandable folders on my desk every 6 months.
Right.
That's from just your department?
Yes.
His department.
Oh, good.
No, I did.
I'm not really worried about that.
No, that's
I don't think it's the department. No, it's the system that's set up through finance.
It's every department, yeah.
And it's a problem.
Yeah, I mean...
It needs to be. Like I'll get 50 or 60 of them for parts for police cars. From last year. So why am I getting that now? So that's a system we have.
Right.
After we do it, I don't know what happens after we do it.
We're actually getting it. We're getting
them. I have no idea what happens after that.
We're getting them when after's paid.
Right, exactly.
We should be signing them before. Well, the requisition should be step one. I said this when we first started in office. If anybody remembers
it.
From the very beginning, I said, well, department heads need to do the requisition that's in Edmund, and the commissioners should just initial off on it. That then generates it in Edmund. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Jim does everything Jim wants to order, I sign off on the rec. So it's in there. So when Papanowski. Exactly. But that's the piece that I said from day one was not happening throughout the city.
And answering out back was that she couldn't do that. So it's like,
every department head has to do it because they generate.
So why don't our next department head meeting with Maria, why don't we just discuss that real quick?
Yeah.
And how the process works so maybe we can figure out when we're all there.
Right.
So we're
saying
we couldn't do that.
I think it's a matter of terminology because things relate to the whole line.
Now, set up a standard operating procedure,
yes.
The way it's supposed to work, and we'll get it to all the department heads, and we'll move on.
I will. And I mean,
so that's okay, like said, but then we're done.
This was just happened a couple of days ago, so when I talked to them, and also I do agree with what they said to the audit.
We've been complaining about that since we entered office.
Right, I didn't understand it myself
for
6 weeks, and I want to change it to the correct way.
Yeah. Just SOP, whatever needs to be done, and we'll go from there.
All right.
Perfect.
I will, on April 1st, I am going to have CASA payroll come in to show us the demonstration. We talked about that. So that you will be here on April 1st with me and Renee, just demonstrate the product. And better interface with pine tracks and things like that.
And then you looked at it?
Yes, he told me that too. Well, he showed that to me on Monday. Yeah, but there's a bike to be around that too. Yeah, so anyway, but that's what I'm doing. So I'll do that next time and come up with some procedures for requisitions. I did, like I said, I did the amendment to the temporary for tonight's meeting, and I actually started putting it in already for enrolling in when we do adopt.
Right.
And that's where I'm at right now.
I just have two questions. Can you get me the spreadsheet inventory of what my department has?
Yeah.
We have a lot that's going out of service.
I have last year's on Excel. I can just email to you.
That'd be perfect.
Every single year, the guy does not look to see if there's a tag there. How many times has he chosen your spot and he puts another tag on because he doesn't look on the side, doesn't look on the top?
I'll let him know.
Yeah, and it's
just
good.
Have you dealt
with him before?
Yes, I have.
I used to look at myself and just give him a list, and he decided he didn't want to do it that way.
Yeah, he's a little odd, I know.
Learned all that in 6 weeks. Pretty good.
Then we're getting a call, so. But thank you.
Thanks, Jim. TV's are great. Can't wait
to use them.
Yep, that's good. Thank you. Is that it now?
That's all I have. You had it off for 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
just
handing out
paperwork.
Ed?
Yeah.
Ed,
who's
between the
train?
Yeah.
You got ready to play for them?
Oh,
kind of. For Public Works, in addition to our daily activities, we're working on the following. Good news, hopefully you're removing all the snow removal and salt equipment, stone out of the way for the season. And now the beach equipment and the wall maintenance equipment, getting that tuned up and ready to go. We're getting ready to set up the flag and the banners. And we will we'll start down the beach with the beach accesses. We'll start removing the sand that has accumulated there over the winter to get those entrances ready. We'll be back on the boardwalk to do some more boardwalk repairs that includes decking and railing on several of our beach timber walkovers. There's a lot of those that need wholesale changes. I don't think we'll be able to get to all of them this year, but we're going to pick the worst ones and we'll start with them. We also have some damaged boardwalk joists that we have to replace, so it usually takes us a little better than a day to remove the boards, replace the joists, and set that back. And we're doing a couple of those sometime in the next month. We had a couple of railings that have been damaged, and then we have the coal company from Devon's Welcome to take care of those things. We're wrapping up the removal of the accumulated sand on the back beaches. We'll have just a little bit more to haul to the front beach, and then we'll shut that operation down for the summer. We are going to cap the bulkhead at Newport Avenue on the beach. And we're working with the police department to locate and replace vacant signs.
The ones that say lights set for 30 miles an hour to take them down. Right? Sure. We're not set for that.
And we're going to be going,
going 25 anyway. Yeah. Well,
Joe, my phone came from right there.
Sorry, Chief.
Under recreation, baseball season has started, and Titus Fields are looking good. Our guys have gotten them in good shape and practicing. Season has started. Also, the surf camp and
summer camp registration has been opened on the Facebook page, I understand, and we're moving forward with that. The pickleball court conversion, that's scheduled to start this month. That purchase order has been issued.
Two more courts.
It'll be four more courts, but it'll be total of six.
Right.
Total of six pickleball.
And then how many tennis is left now?
Four.
That's glorious. And something that is being worked on right now with Jerry and Michael. We're trying to get a baseball team from the Dominican Republic, 11 to 12 year olds, to come to Ventnor for a week to play some exhibition games with some large teams in the Dominican. So that's still in the works, but looking at it hopefully July.
Okay.
Baseball.
11 to 12 year olds from the Dominican Republic. That's in the works, so that's not Do you want me to do a capital update while I'm going, or do you want to finish with department reports? Do you want to just breathe?
Trying to get out of here early.
I have a question about the bike status and my projects. So that Atlantic Avenue bike plan that was designed and completed has been submitted to the DOT for their review and authorization to bid. That is a requirement because they are funding the project. We are hoping to have that very soon. So I put it here that I'm expecting that we will be able to bid this coming month. Look to award it out of the first or second meeting, hopefully the first meeting in May. It's a quick construct. When it happens, it's less than a month and stuff, so goal would be before July 4th.
So we'll have the bike lanes.
I would think we do that ahead of time.
Well, if you do it by the law, you've got to have it at least announced 30 days prior to actually changing over.
So I think we get that ahead of time.
We already have Kevin working. I've talked to Kevin. We have signed. He's ordering blanks. We're going to be signing the hell out of it on Atlantic Avenue, so we have it, and we're consistent with Atlantic City.
April
10,
25.
25.
25
per
mile.
Yep.
So we're all going to be 25 from Longport all the way down. We'll be consistent.
Good.
And it'll actually help our pedestrians when they're crossing. And we'll never have blinking lights in the winter, so just want to throw that out there. Never. Ever.
Any progress with the secure building via
the permit's been submitted. We emailed today the engineer, asked them if they had any contact with the CPC. Give me a response. I will get back to them as soon as I get a call.
Great.
The
U.S.
start in mid-April. I hope to have everybody out of there by mid-April. and they're ready to start demolition. Utility disconnects are going to be scheduled before April 12th, with the ones that I have control over. Following the relocation of the apparatus and personnel to our temporary quarters, we're going to use Station 2 as the training site. Ventilation drills on the roof, plug areas searching the big apparatus room, and we're going to cut large holes all over so we never have to go back there. The delivery for our temporary quarters is scheduled for Monday. It's coming in Monday, and we're going to place that, get that electrified and communication set up, so that's ready to go for us.
Chief, what happened with that contract?
It went to the
No. But then the people that were putting in the trailer, the temporary structure.
Oh, the terms and conditions? They amended everything to what you said, signed off. Yes, yeah. We found out after this terms and conditions. We signed it anyway, so it worked. We also have delivery of storage Connex box for all our miscellaneous equipment from Station 2, because we don't have enough room in the tent and the trailer we're in. So I priced out the rental for a Connex box for a year. Turns out it's cheaper to buy it, so we purchased it. And at the end of the construction phase, we'll take all our equipment out and turn it over to Public Works as their storage for the field. It's a secure shipping box, stainless steel, marine grade steel. And it's wind and waterproof. So it's going to be a much better storage facility than they have now. The large shed that is basically you can stick your fingers with the whole side of it. And that's coming in this week also.
Are you talking about where the shed on the field?
No, the big shed that's right next to Jerry's rec building, the big green shed, which is probably 20 plus year old, and it's seen better days.
Yeah.
They'll be replaced by a steel, secure structure that will protect thousands of dollars of equipment that are currently stored in. We have a firefighting class graduating tomorrow. Two Mentor and three Brigantine firefighters graduating from our training program tomorrow. It's been a joint program run between us and Brigantine, sharing facilities and instructors, and cut the cost and the time frame down to put these guys on the line by 2.5 months. And they are finishing their live burns tomorrow. They finished all their written in classroom and all past their state tests, so they're finishing up the required field time. And it's worked out very well. And in fact, we're going to be doing a lot more cross training with Brigham team. We're able to send our personnel, they have instructors, they can run classes, we can run classes. It's going to cut down a lot of time we're going around the state for other instructors that are going to fill a lot of gaps in our training. The replacement front wall and door unit for Station 1 is scheduled to come in on the 2nd. Thank God, because the wall is falling in at Station 1. This will replace the whole front kitchen door. The bricks are falling off. It was a bad design when they put the floor in, they didn't attach it correctly. And it was not a part of the initial bid, if you all paid for it, it was just no oversight by it.
The one they did just recently?
Yeah, they didn't do the wall, they did the floor. And the problem is they never attached the wall to the floor.
Oh, why would that?
So now you can push the wall and the masonry wall to swing back. So
your things will be bigger than this one.
It's going to be a much bigger, cleaner, nicer look. And it'll be good for the life, at least my career there. It's a much better job than we have currently. Our ladder truck, truck one, is going out for service to Seagrave on Wednesday in North Jersey. The entire radiator system in the 2.5-year-old truck is failing, and they're going to replace it for free. It's not a warranty item, but they're replacing it all labor materials around it. So they had a design feature that is failing on their vehicle, so they're fixing it. And other than that, there's nothing going on.
Do we need a loader truck during that period?
No, it's a one-day job. We're going to be covered by Morgan's Atlantic City like we were last year. That is pretty much an automatic mutual aid thing out. We can join the trinity, so we can stop and reset it. And they're good for us.
Sounds good.
All right,
sounds good.
Are
you done?
I am done.
Chief Biagi.
Okay, let's start off with, first I would like to announce that April 1st will be the retirement of Deputy Chief Howard Blum, Captain Charles Wood, Sergeant Bernie Jenkins, and Officer Bob Thomas. Howard Bloomer served 28 years. Wood, Jenkins, and Thomas all served 25 plus years. They were actually all a pleasure to work with. They have had extensive careers, different units. It would take hours to discuss their careers. So I just want to wish them luck in their retirement. They did a wonderful job for the city, very devoted. And that's all I have to say about that. Okay, so moving forward, replacing them is going to be a different thing, but we'll be backfilling some of the promotions in April. I will be announcing that once we get all the lists together, needs and supply. So we do have a certified list. I think we've gotten all the names in, all the, so that'll be probably on the next meeting. I'll be sending a letter through you guys to let you know who's, the who's and what's and where's. Moving on to the summer season, we're putting three Class 2s into the academy. Two will be going to Atlantic City's Academy, one will be going to Cape May's. We also have one Class 2 and another one we're hiring. We actually got from Atlantic City. So we're going to have probably five Class 2s on the beach. We're hoping to have a couple of our Class 1s come back in the summer. Another, something we'll be doing a little bit differently is I'm going to be utilizing, rather than a couple of Class 1s, I'm going to be throwing them into our parking enforcement for the season. So I will have parking enforcement out there on the hot days, the days that we need. I'll be discussing with the city administrator and Commissioner Kriebel. We already have a tentative schedule, and they will be focusing on the meters in the business district as well as the 2-hour residential parking, which seems to be a problem in the summer because we're spread so thin with our parking enforcement and our officers. So they will be focusing on chalking the tires, writing down times, and then going back and issuing the summonses, which will make our residents in that area very happy. We're also looking into, because the graduation of the Class 2s in the academy will not be until July, we're looking, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be, and that's just the way the academies are set up. The academies are set up for basic police officers. They run first, which usually runs in the fall and then right in January. So they like to complete those academies and then allow for Class 1 and Class 2s. So that usually starts a Class 2 academy at around April, and it's usually a 2 to 3 month academy, so that puts you right into the season. That's just the way it is. And it's tough to get already trained Class 2s because other cities take them. Bigger cities, better pay, better sites. You know, it's more exciting to be Wildwood Boardwalk than, you know, Vetner Boardwalk for Atlantic City. But we do have a few people that do like the Vetner attitude a little bit better. So we've gotten a few of them. So they won't be any good to us until July. What we're going to do is we're going to be offering on certain days, probably have some of my patrol do a specific detail for 4 hours during the day, 4 hours during the night. We'll have them dealing with, on the ATVs, we'll have them dealing with the potential enforcement of the smoking ban on the beach, any other issues. We'll put them in hot spots during all the events we're going to be having, which Vetner's loaded with events this summer. It's a lot. So it will never be an issue of public safety or protection. We'll have, whether it's a Class 2 or a uniformed basic officer out there patrolling, we will have them. So, okay, moving on to meters. I've been working with Ed, Kevin Cannon, and my parking enforcement guys. We're going to be going out April 1st and checking all of the meters to make sure that they work. I was informed by Kevin Cannon today that he's going to replace at least 100 batteries in some of the meters that failed over the season. We're going to be working on that so it doesn't happen every year, because that does become quite costly, as does the court time when somebody has to fight a ticket because the meter doesn't work. So we're going to go out ahead of season, check to see what meters are and aren't working, fix them before the season, and then work from there. So it's going to be a very, hopefully a very effective tool, and it's going to require a combination of working with myself, public work, which has been great, and we have no doubt that that's going to work. Okay. I'm just telling you what I was told by Kevin. He had to order 100 batteries. I don't know if the number is 100 that are down, but 100 sounds better than 50. So I just read it there. Some sort of literary license I took with that. A hyperbole, if you will. Literary exaggeration. So we have some dead batteries out there. So we're going to have to deal with it. But we replaced the ineffective season. We will have the kiosk out and running at the beginning of the season, before the season starts, so we don't have to wait until we're midway through it. We have all those things pretty much ironed out, so we'll have that done. The 25 mile an hour thing, we're going to be ready for it once it gets going. We're going to be prepping with the signs. Again, we're working together with the building department, with the public works department. And we've also increased patrol with the field and with the crew, because that seems to be a problem every summer, that we get complaints with the crewies or about the crewies or with the crewies. And then with our softball and baseball, with the parents that get out of control. So we have the police out there now during practice and once the season starts. And that's pretty much it. We're all gearing up for the summer. That's it.
Sounds good, Chief. Thanks.
All right. I see on the agenda there's a hire.
Mike Arena, he's a transfer, he's an intergovernmental transfer. He will be starting on Monday. He is an officer that's coming from Stockton. Before that, he was with Prince George's County in Maryland. He's very well trained. He's going to be a great addition to Ventnor. And he actually looked us up. So that's a compliment to the city of Ventnor.
He didn't ask for the fire department, he asked for the police department.
All right. So there we go with that. So yes, we'll start Monday.
This Monday coming up?
Yes, he is all trained, so he'll be on the streets probably within a month for our FTO program. So there we go. This is a vacancy from last year, actually. So we're working with what we have. Again, I don't fill spots just to fill them. We've run through our list. We've run through Rice list, intergovernmental transfers. I'm not going to hire somebody who's not a good fit for this town. So that's why we haven't backfilled our position such ways. It's just not a good way to, just a body for body. I don't like that idea. Never have. You're stuck with somebody for 30 years. That may not be a good fit, so I'm not going to be the one who calls us out. So that's the reason behind that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, nice. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.
Were you done? Jeez.
Oh, I'm done.
So we did everybody, am I correct? Okay. So we're done.
Any more lists?
So usually we just...
Alisa, I'm so sorry.
I have my dog clinic coming up on April 13th. Yes. 251 dog licensed as of today.
Question. Dog clinic, somebody did. Do they have to be veterinary residents to go?
No.
I didn't think so.
They just have to show us a license. They do have to be licensed and a current license.
The dog
so if they live in Galloway, as long as they have a current license in Galloway, they can come to our clinic.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's April 3rd?
April 13th. 10 to 12. Dr. Grant will be administering the rabies. I do encourage everybody to come out if you have not.
We're not giving dogs rabies.
But there will be a late fee as of May 1st, so if residents have not got their dog licenses by May 1st, then there is a $10 late fee.
All right, I'll get paid this. I know where you're going with this. Right, I lost two of the four, right? They're right, I'm so important.
It is. Same day. Boomer's number one, we're going to have to change that.
No.
I will do that. Lisa, quick question, have this answer. Is there any time frame that a dog can be, like if a dog's due to have their rabies shot, say in July?
They can get it at any time.
They can.
What the law says, and Dr. Grant tells people, is dogs really shouldn't have their rabies till they're 6 months old.
Right.
But after that point, they can get it. For example, if you have a dog and a dog got a rabies shot, right, in March, and the dog runs away, and the pound finds the dog, and nobody claims it, they give it a rabies shot again. So sometimes the dog could have two rabies shots in 1 year.
So it could be, some people could come to the clinic,
yes,
and have a shot, even mm-hmm. though their dog's not due until
November. Okay. They could still come and eat.
Okay.
Yep, that's fine. Yeah.
That's good enough.
Okay.
Yep. Something to say.
Oh, if they're giving them rabies,
then
we can give them the rabies shot.
Lisa's
going to
give them.
Yeah,
Dr.
Grant's
going
to
give them the shot.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
We started working with the applicants for the sailboat license. So So people started to fill out the paperwork and get those for this season. I've had two new people call. We allow 20 licenses. We had 15 last year, and I've had two new people inquire this year. So maybe that'll grow a little bit. The short-term rentals, we have been working with Jimmy's office, and so far my office has only received 7 applications. 3 have been passed, and 4 are still pending. So we're working with that.
What's our deadline on these?
For?
To get those market to us. Did we set a timeline they had to get it by?
Well, the license runs from January to December, but we didn't, they just are supposed to come in and get it. Like, we didn't really say, you know what I mean? I don't think we gave them, because what happens if you don't rent today, but then in July you decide now you're going to start renting? That was my understanding.
Right, we should have, we should put something out there that says, look, there's a fine, how much is the fine?
Give you up to $1,000 or something.
Yeah. So we should remind people that, look, if you're going to rent out this season, Airbnb or otherwise, we need to come in and get a license for this, and you're going to get fined.
They're going to have to give them a notice, I believe, prior to giving them a penalty job.
The notice is, the ordinance is in effect. So yeah, we're going to give them a notice now.
If you post it on the website, that's good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you can send them mailings if you want, but if you
want. That's for like an abatement of a violation. This is, you can get a license. If you're in violation of this license, you're going to get fined. We're not screwing around with these people. Mm-hmm. They've had a free ride for a long time, mm-hmm. and they're gonna pay market to us. They're running a business out of their home, renting their property out on a weekly basis, costing our police department more time and effort, our construction office more time and effort, fire department. I don't know if you guys get too involved with it, but
you wind up there. Yeah. We had our first entry call of the year. Yeah. One of those.
So that's what these guys have to comply with the law.
Okay. Well, I'll work with Jimmy on that. I'm working with General Code on our codification. I received the book. I started going through it. They're asking for some changes for us to do updates. So I'm going to try to meet with the chief on Monday and start going through his stuff, police department. And then I'll go through each of the departments. And then I guess what I give it to you, and then you'll look and see what is that how you want to handle it?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Just give me what they're recommending is what's being changed.
Okay, perfect. So I'm doing that. And I'm also working with all the department heads got together, and we're putting together all of our keys that we collect. We're going to put together a spreadsheet, and the departments are going to make some recommendations on things that maybe we or no to you to see if you would be interested in raising them. We're getting comparables with other communities, and we're hoping to do that sometime in hopefully April.
It's not just about raising the keys, it's about looking at the categories and seeing if they're appropriate. Maybe they need to be lowered, maybe some things are out of complete, maybe there's some new categories that need to go in there, and checking it against our ordinances to make sure it's correct.
With that, the firearms permits now has gone live. Everything's done through the internet now, through the state. So that's maybe one thing, but it may not even affect. Plus, we may end up removing that, because like I said, everything's done
We are done that, so we're done the department head reports. We're not done capital, and before we go into the thing, I need to we'll move up there and take a walk.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you. Good job.
Yeah. We'll bring it into our workshop portion of our meeting.
You good?
The following items are scheduled for action at our regular meeting immediately following our workshop. First, we will have minutes from February 14th, as well as minutes from February 28th. Okay. we will introduce the ordinance 2019-005, and that's the ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, amending Chapter 98 of the Code of the City of Ventnor. And